The Hauser man is here. He'll be in for Vanita Monday and Tuesday. We'll see all the notes up here, all the teleprompter stuff, Dave, where it says, "Hi, I'm Tom Hauser." Have you moved past that yet when you fill in for Vanita? Because Jimmy normally, "I'm Tom Hauser, I'm Tom Hauser." There's sheets everywhere reminding you who you are.
I will say whatever you put in the teleprompter, whatever is in front of me, I will say.
All right, you're a Twins season ticket holder. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up. I'm emotional. What do you want to say about the ball club and the flailing that has taken place of late?
Let me preface my remarks by saying I will be out there tonight. I have renewed my season tickets for next year, and I am a masochist.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
That settles those three things. The things that frustrated me the most, especially in this recent swoon, the lack of fundamentals, whether it's base running. Jeffers last night, people have forgotten this, that little pop-up that dropped in between the three fielders. He was barely jogging to first.
Yep.
Should have been on second base. Instead, he notices it drops right as he's getting to first. That's inexcusable. Then he bunts into a double play in the 12th inning with nobody out. And, you know, two runners on. It was inexcusable, and this happened time and time again. Guys on the bases, guys not doing the fundamentals, the little things that help you win a game. And then just the clutch hitting, the lack of clutch hitting. You get a runner in scoring position, and they seem to freeze up. I just do not understand it.
How many? What season ticket pack do you have here? Are you half, you quarter, you the full? What do you have?
We have a full season, and I have several partners, and we've had them for next year will be our 15th season, I think. So we've had them since 2010.
And it's
I enjoy the ballpark.
Yeah.
I'm a Twins fan for life, win or lose. You know, I love the Twins. I don't love this Twins season.
No, you cannot. It payroll, terrible start. The tone it set, the TV situation, then playing great. And that was during the stretch. If you're a Comcast person, you weren't even seeing the games. And then the TV came on, and about 2 weeks later, they started falling apart. All right, let's get to our politics here. We have another presidential poll and another poll. This is your Survey USA KSDP poll. It is still a fairly close presidential race in this state.
It is certainly closer than you would think it would be, considering Governor Walz is on the ticket with Harris. His approval rating is 53%. He won his last election by 7 points. And yet in three different polls, now including ours, MinnPost had Harris up by 4. Star Tribune, NPR, Care 11 poll, I think, had Harris up by 5. And we have Harris up by 6. So essentially all within the margin of error, which is, I think, somewhat surprising. But it does indicate also that Minnesota isn't as blue of a state as some, like New York or California. And you've got red states like Alabama and these places where it's like 20 and 30 point margins. The Democrats have a narrow edge in the state, maybe 4 to 5 points. But it's enough to win just about every statewide election as long as Republicans don't field a good candidate.
Yeah, that's it. The quality of the candidates they have put out at the state level hasn't been good enough. And Pawlenty, who you talk to a lot, he's a regular on this show. He's been saying it for years with us. You got to change the brand if the brand isn't working. But when you look at what you cover, the legislature, the Senate and House are extraordinarily close. So that tells you how divided the state is. You have Walz, so you get some juice out of that. So far, I saw an item recently where the Trump folks really haven't raised much money here and aren't spending much money here. Do you think that'll change before we get to November 5th?
I think only if another round of polls show the race getting down to 2 to 4 points. Like it was before Biden dropped out. I truly believe if Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading in Minnesota right now. That may not come as a shock to anyone, but his his campaign was about to go into free fall, and not just nationally, but here in Minnesota. But when Harris came in, she rejuvenated the Democrats, put a jolt of electricity into the race because she's newer, she's younger. Even if she wasn't that popular when she ran for president 4 years ago, she had to drop out of the race. Amy Klobuchar lasted longer than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact of the matter is she's new, she's not Biden, and that's good enough for Democrats.
Okay, let's talk walls and how visible he'll be next Tuesday, but how invisible he has been with interviews ever since he's jumped in the race. Tom Hauser, back with us in seconds on WCCO. Music from SNL, with SNL beginning season 50 tomorrow. We've talked about Governor Walz and his availability. During his time as governor, to the press corps, yourself and others, he made himself available. I think you would tell me, fairly typical from other governors. To me, where it changed dramatically, as someone who interviewed him a lot as a congressman, who interviewed him a lot when he was running for governor, that by about the middle of his first term, he was very selective in the other appearances he was making. He just was. That doesn't mean he was avoiding the regular press corps, but the other interviews he did, and he hasn't done a single one-on-one interview as a vice presidential candidate. That's inexplicable, Tom.
I agree. It is one of those things that totally baffles me. Why they don't let him do interviews. I don't know what they're afraid of. I have requested interviews. He used to be a fairly regular guest on That Issue at least once or twice a year, maybe three times. Other times we'd interview him in his office. Was accessible after he would do a news conference on a certain topic. He would usually stay and do off-topic questions, usually until we exhausted the questions we had. Sometimes he'd cut them short, but he made himself available. And why both he and Kamala Harris, I mean, she's not doing a lot of one-on-one interviews
outside of her
comfort zone either.
Yes,
I mean,
correct.
She didn't interview with Oprah Winfrey. I'm surprised they didn't start giving away cars. I mean, you're not going to get any tough questions from Oprah Winfrey. Then she just did one with MSNBC, and she knows that they're not going to be tough on her. And
by the way, she wasn't very good in that interview, including when Stephanie Ruhle says, when she's talking about how she wants to raise money to offer up some of her policy plans. And Stephanie Ruhle asked just a basic question. Well, let's say the Republicans control the House or Senate. How are you going to get that done? Just a simple question. And she's like, well, it just has to happen. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. If people have different policy positions than you, and you're either Republican or Democrat, you can't just go to their side and say, oh, you have to put aside your differences and have to agree with me no matter what.
Yeah, you've got to acknowledge that there's going to need to be compromise. Maybe you could throw out one or two areas where you might compromise. But we are in a political era where compromise is a swear word. And that goes for Republicans
yeah.
and Democrats. It's my way or the highway. And I'll tell you what, Democrats were able to exercise that by having the trifecta in Minnesota state government. They didn't have to compromise on almost anything other than a bonding bill. And, of course, that blew up.
Right.
And so they ran the table on Republicans, and Republicans really only have themselves to blame. They need to take control of one of the two chambers or the governor's office, just one lever of governor
yep.
of government. Right now, they have nothing.
That's it. We both have moderated debates with Walz. You've moderated multiple. I just did the one. And, you know, his move now, more so as governor than as congressman, really is to give these long, long, long answers. And then it gets into, well, will CBS, and I guess I don't know who I hope it's Major. I don't think it is. It should be. Will they?
Nora O'Donnell and I'm on a mind block. She joins us on WCCO Radio on Friday morning.
Oh, Margaret Brennan. Okay.
Margaret Brennan.
Both good. Major better. Both good, though. Will they follow up? Are we going to have fact-checking? And, you know, is it just going to be walls and weird and, you know, mind your own business? Or is Walls going to lay out policy positions? And then Vance. I mean, Vance, it has not worked out well for Vance for undecideds. And, you know, the Democrats were going to like him no matter what. But even now, Tom, new information came out about texts even after the Trump administration where he's saying – he didn't get enough done. So I normally think VP debates don't matter, but because it's here and Walls, it will matter in Minnesota to some level.
Yeah, we have a poll question where we asked Minnesotans whether they plan to watch, and it was 81 or 84% who said they plan to watch all or at least some of it, and then the not watch at all was down in single digits. That's really remarkable. But now, having said that, or a same poll said about the presidential debate that was just held that about 75% said it had a little or no impact. So, but in a race as tight as this one might be, you don't have to have much of an impact.
No.
If there is an impact on the margins, that can maybe decide a statewide race somewhere.
Are you running this week in honor of a family member? Did I see that?
We are. I run with a group called Run West, and we are honoring my sister Maggie. She would have turned 60 earlier this month, and we are going to run from a memorial bench that her husband had put up in Lewis Park in Edina, and we're going to run from there and run through some of my old neighborhoods and by my old high school and elementary school where Maggie and I went to school and do a little Maggie Hauser
awesome.
Tribute run.
Awesome.
Yep, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Only love, my friend. Wish you the best. Thanks for coming on. I'll watch you Sunday and then hear you in for Vanita next Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and Sunday morning we have the legislative leaders, Lisa Damath and Jamie Long, on the show. So tune in. 10
Absolutely.
O'clock.
Tom Hauser with us. Your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF, asphalt, shingles.